Lots of liver, it's full moon, and completes the celebration of Kartik Vrata. In Krishna's time, I don't think it is. There's no issue of Vrata. There's no vow, but rather it's a nice time of month, beautiful time of month. The fall season is present. It's very cool at night, pleasant during the day. Different nice flowers are blooming. On flowers, different types of jasmine flowers. Because rainy season is over, so peacocks, they're now more quiet. And Kushmita Vanaraja Shukshri Bringba. And the bees, because the flowers have so much pollen and honey, so they become very intoxicated. And next to spring, it is the best season. Spring is the best season. Krishna says that. But autumn is also very good. In one sense, because it goes from pleasant weather to cool weather. Weather is in spring. It goes from pleasant weather to hot weather. But in Vrindavan, actually all of the seasons are present in each other. So even in autumn, all the other five seasons are also there. And in spring, all the other five seasons are also nicely manifest. And although there's a rasa dance generally every night, practically speaking, but this night is special because it's full moon. Whenever it's full moon, it's special. Moon, just like full moon has influence on water, so that's how you get high tides when moon becomes actually full. It magnifies its effect on the water. Same thing is when the moon has effect not only on bodies of water, but it has effect on the water in the body itself. And water, or actually liquids, means rasa. But rasa also means that it increases. Rasa means also mellow or loving relationships. And amongst all of the rasas, then the adiras or conjugal ras is actually the best. And it is the one that's influenced the most. At full moon, maybe sometimes people cannot sleep. We have that experience sometimes. If the moon shines in the window at night, then unless you're really on Tamagoon, then it's hard to sleep. But still, people sleep. They'll go to sleep. But for young lovers, full moon has particular effect because it increases that rasa, that madhuri rasa. Not old lovers, young lovers. and then it makes them impossible to sleep, impossible to do anything else, so they become even more prone to those activities like singing and dancing and festival and walking in forest and enjoying enjoying each other's company, and it happens on full moon. What Shukadeva Goswami describes in Srimad Bhagavatam is a particular rasa dance. It's one in which all different groups, actually, it becomes the fulfillment of the Kanyakumaris, who the year before, now we're going to go into Katyayani Vrat, who did Katyayani Vrat for a whole year. They had the opportunity. And then there's so many sadhakas, so many devotees who, in different ways, had the desire to have the Lord as their husband. So that this particular event, then it becomes fulfilled. It's the event that happens 1 year after the lifting of Govardhan Hill. Krishna was 7 then, this is when he is 8. And Krishna being 8 means actually he was more like 12 or 13. Different ladies in Lord Ramchandra's Leela. Sita Devi wasn't the only girl in Mithila who was in love with Lord Ramchandra, but he only accepted one. The others, he gave them the blessing that they would come in this age and take birth in Vrindavan as gopis. Who was it that I was just... Oh, that's other... That's Balaram's gopis I was just writing about. And many others in the great ocean when Satyavrata Muni was being pulled around in the boat by Matsya, then different daughters of aquatics, they became very much enamored by him. So he gave them the boon that they take birth as gopis in Vrindavan, and then Krishna would accept them. And then aside from those, there are the Upanishads, personified Upanishads, the personified Vedas. They performed austerities for long time. They're the sages in Dandakaranya forest. They also, when they saw Lord Ramachandra, they also wanted to be like Sita. And he gave them the opportunity that they will take birth in next life also in Braj. And there are so many different groups, and all of these different groups all came together. And there was 80 billion. Well, 80 billion, something like that. 60 billion, 80 billion. Anyway, a lot. And Krishna expanded himself amongst all of them, and they danced with Srimati Radharani in the middle. And then, because somehow or another, some of these girls became a little proud, Krishna then disappeared, and he just took Srimati Radharani with him. And that's all narrated as to how that takes place. But for us, it's just like how the 60 billion in a little area, not a big area, that area that is behind Radha Damodar Temple, there in Seva Kunj, not a big area, but still, I don't know, fit in there. And for us, night goes by in a few hours, but for them it is actually a night of Brahma. Generally, when Krishna has rasa dance, for the participants, it becomes the length of a night of Brahma, although everyone else perceives it as being just one night. And did you make sweet rice?
Yes.
Are you going to put it out?
I don't think so yet.
Yeah. So when you put it out, then the moon, because the moon makes the rasa, it makes the water, and it makes the mellow of conjugal ras, it makes it move, it actually absorbs it. And when it shines back down on the sweet rice, then in that moon rays, then that madhurya ras comes into the sweet rice. And therefore, in the morning when you drink it, aside from the fact that wherever Krishna is, there Vrindavan is, wherever there's bhakti, wherever there's glorification, there also Vrindavan is. So in the path of that dancing and everything that goes on, if the atmosphere of Vrindavan is here, then this house falls in the path of the rasa dance, and they come by, and they may be personally thirsty or tired, and they see sweet rice and taste it, and that will add some extra ras into it tomorrow morning. Anyway, we can taste and see and find out. You're sleeping out under the moon, right?
You're in the oven tonight.
I hope you stay in the mood of this talk and you don't grow fat. Lock the door here.
You're only going to reach your chin and bell tonight.
Anyway, so we should meditate on that and think that is actually the real conclusion. It's the essence of Kartika. There may be so many other things and so many wonderful pastimes that take place at this time of year. In another place, this Sharadiya Rasa dance, it takes place in Vrindavan forest at Sevakunj, Niduvan, that whole area. And by Govardhan is all the way at the end by Punchari. There is the rasa dance that takes place in the spring. And in that same area at Kartik, there's also there's Navakund, Apsarakund. On the banks of that Apsarakund are considered to be all the 24 incarnations of Krishna live there, reside there. And one day when Krishna and the cowherd boys, they were just in that area, same area as rasa dance was taking place. And they were wrestling. And they had this competition, they were wrestling. And they started, before they started wrestling, they were on divided one side, Balaram's side, Krishna's side, and they were calling each other out and making a lot of each other. And then Sridham and so on, they started to make fun of Krishna. And that he's so weak and so on, and that so Krishna, he lost it a little, and he lost his temper, and he says, "No, I'm stronger than all of you." And all the boys on the other side, they were laughing and everything, and he says, "I can lift this earth up." And then even his party, they started to get a little ashamed that Krishna's going over the top. And the others were laughing and laughing, and Krishna just get angry and angry, and then And he got swung. He says, all right. And they're laughing. Oh, he's going to lift up the earth. Watch out. So then Krishna started. He started to manifest this huge, big form of a boar. And it just grew bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it was like, you know, bigger than the trees. And the cattle was just looking up. And Krishna was still. He says, you don't think I can lift up the earth? You just watch. And he started to dig into the earth with his tusks. And the whole earth was like shaking. And the fruit was falling off the trees, and the cowherd boys were like picking him, stand on the ground, they're all falling down. And everyone started, didn't know what to do. When Balaram told Madhumala, he said, you chant this Purusha Sukta real fast. So Madhumala was so scared, he couldn't. But then finally they started chanting Purusha Sukta, and then Balaram offered his obeisances, and he said, everyone offer your obeisances, and they started offering their obeisances. And then he got a little pacified, and then he withdrew again, that form. That also took place in Kartik by Govardhan. And then all the cowherd boys went back to said, yeah, you're really strong, we agree, we believe you. But just when you do these mystic tricks, it just... scares us a little, so you don't have to do that. Well, and then they all went home. Hare Krishna. Jai Yashoda Damodar ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Damodar ki jai. Jai Nitai Gopi Mandi Riribo. What's the Siddhanta besides offering the soap puri with burnt candles in it? In the day. Is there anything like edible to offer?
Not edible at all.
Is there something edible? You said you had something to offer.
Oh yeah, no,
just phone him. He'll come on his bike.
But hurry up, otherwise you're gonna have some tusks coming through the wall. You're gonna have a lot of damage limitations to make.
If you phone, they'll come on the bike.